The organization EcoPeace is exceptional because it's the only organization that is Palestinian, Jordanian, and Israeli. And sadly, there is no parallel to it in any other field, environment or anything else. And therefore, the experience that that we've had focusing on water as the means of bringing people together from the evidence on the ground, not because someone is doing someone else a favor, because favors generally don't last, and certainly not in conflict, because they have a sense that they're advancing their own interest. And when we talk about water, we talk about self-interest, because anywhere in the world, and certainly in the Middle East, no one survives without water. So working together on water speaks to the self-interest of each side. It's effective when we advance mutual interest and there's mutual gain. And that's what we're all about. We're all about identifying the mutual gain of cooperation over our shared water resources. And we do it in two ways. We first of all do research, and we'll bring an Israeli, Palestinian, Jordanian expert to understand what's happened to the Dead Sea. Why did the Jordan River basically turn to a sewage canal? And then, more importantly, how do we get it right? How do we turn that situation around? And we come out with concrete recommendations for rehabilitation to impact and change policies. But we also know that to change policies, it's not enough to write reports. And this has been the real strength of the Good Water Neighbours Project, because it's built on cooperation starting in 2001, starting in 11 communities, 5 Palestinian, 5 Israeli, and 1 Jordanian, advancing to 28 communities by 2010, and today taking a whole watershed approach, so that it's not just pairs of communities anymore, but it is true watershed, the whole watershed of the Jordan Valley, the whole watershed of cross-border streams, including from the West Bank through Israel and Gaza. We continue to have staff people on both the Gaza side of the border and on the Israeli side of the border. The program works at various levels in the community. We work with youth, we work with adult activists, and of course we work with the mayors, and we're so grateful to have some of the mayors here at the table. So with the youth, we work through education. So we create youth water trustees, young people coming to learn about their water reality and their neighbor's water reality. And they see large differences when you turn on the tap in any community in Israel. Water will always flow. That's not the case in Palestine. And it's not always the case in Jordan either. And there's reasons for it. So it's important for youth to understand those reasons. And a lot of those reasons are conflict related. And we speak about that, learning about your water reality, your neighbor's water reality, and then most importantly, the interdependence of that water reality. Because interdependence speaks to self-interest and mutual gain. Lots of cross-border activities. But beyond the education, it's a lot of identifying of the problems. The sewage, which is a very rampant problem, sadly, in so many of our communities, that doesn't stop at a border, that flows. No fence, no political boundary stops pollution flowing from one side to the other. So we identify concrete problems that need solving. Increased water supply. The fact that one community doesn't have water when they open the tap, that's a concern also, that should be a concern for the neighboring community. Because a thirsty neighbor will never be a good neighbor. So it speaks to self-interest. It's not an issue of kindness. It's in your own interest to make sure that your neighbor also. And that helps change mindsets. Instead of seeing the other side as your enemy, you're seeing the other side as someone that has a relationship through nature. The pollution that comes from the other side impacts you. So there's strong reasons as to why you should get to know the other side and be involved in solving each other's transboundary issues. Through identifying concrete problems, we seek to engage the community. So, like all elected officials, they often will move forward only if there's a constituency within their own community that is supporting that effort, that is perhaps pushing that effort a little bit. So we try to do that by educating community members. We've developed neighbours path trails through all of our communities that looks at these issues. What's happening with my sewerage? Where is my water coming from? And how is my solid waste being disposed of? And of course, those trails cross the border. And what's the reality on the other side? We encourage, of course, municipal leadership. We've often found that some mayors, and the mayors on the table here, have jumped at the opportunity of meeting the other side. But in other cases, mayors are very reluctant because they might pay a political price. And therefore, we have to develop political will, develop political support that speaks to self-interest so that they can convince their own constituencies that they're doing the right thing, that they're acting in their community's interest by working with the other side. We have many examples of concrete success. So the Jordan River that sadly has become famous for being a sewage canal is slowly turning around, and the mayors themselves will speak to that. The sewage is coming out of the Jordan River on the Israeli side, on the Jordanian side, and on the Palestinian side. USAID built the sewage treatment plant on the Jordanian side of the valley. The government of Japan supported Jericho's building of a sewage treatment plant, and the municipality itself in Israel raised the funds, and you'll hear about it, on the Israeli side. But more than that, fresh water. It's still in a pipe. It's not the way we would like to see a river flow, but this is the headwaters of the Lower Jordan River today. But a year ago, no fresh water was flowing. And that change is very much due to a change in mindset, a change in understanding that allowing that river to continue to flow is not empowering my enemy, it's empowering my neighbor. And I want to empower my neighbor. And that's key. We have a model farm being developed between Israel and Jordan to exchange best practices on agricultural advance. A sewage treatment plant built on the Israeli side that's treating the sewage of the Palestinian side. And that's a memorandum of understanding signed between an Israeli and a Palestinian community. Literally solving a common interest, because the groundwater that was being polluted the groundwater of both sides. And no less important, the building of environmental education centres in Israel, in Palestine, in Jordan. This is the first environmental education centre in Palestine. It had some 20,000 Palestinian kids for the very first time have the opportunity to learn about fun things to do with the environment, but also, of course, connected to our shared water resources. Beyond that, we found that, and this starts really relate to the sister city relationship, that once you build trust on one issue, of water in our case, there's no limitation as to where that trust can take you. So that trust has helped save these terraces in the West Bethlehem area of Batir. A wall was going to be built through them, and they haven't been built because there's a common understanding of their importance. Work with women's centres in so many of our communities, partnering as USAID is currently supporting us with the tourism and travel community. Small businesses of tour operators and tour guides who have an economic incentive to work together. So we want them to work together because they're the model. So going beyond that, what we've always known is that this is absolutely necessary. There can be no peace without the leaders signing a peace treaty. But what we also know, that in order to get there, it doesn't just happen. It requires support. And this type of signing ceremony between Israeli, Palestinian, Jordanian mayors helps lead us there. The effort and what we're so excited about in the sister city relationship with U.S. cities is it's bringing, again, American leadership to this table. And, you know, we'd like the mayor of New York or the mayor of Chicago or the mayor of L.A., but we'll also compromise. But we do think that there is such an important role for U.S. citizens to be directly involved through their cities in the people-to-people effort, because it's that bottom-up effort that creates the absolutely necessary constituencies in your communities and in our communities to get to that signing ceremony, to get to the peace that we all so desperately desire. So I need to cut there and bring it back to Roger Mark.